have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Another week that the Lord has blessed and given us all favor. I don't want you to always believe that you are just guaranteed to wake up, guaranteed to do the things that you do. It is his grace and his mercy and his goodness that keeps us from week to week, from day to day, hour to hour, minute by minute, second by second, and we're grateful and thankful about it. I'm excited that God is so good to each and every one of us. This you may not agree with me on, but I'm going to say it anyway. I want to bless him for all fighters. My God, today, everything he's brought us through, that we went through, that broke hearts, that made us in a place that we had to have him in our life. I glorify you today, oh God, for trials in our lives. Hallelujah. You're so magnificent, so good, and so grateful to each and every one of us. Send a shout out to each of you, the listeners listening in. We love you. We appreciate you. We here at Just For You and Elation Radio appreciate you taking time out of your day and your schedules to listen live or to the replay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I send a shout out to our visionary and producer, Dr. Kenny Robinson, for all of your love, your labor, for all of us at Elation Radio, and we appreciate you on today. I send a shout out to my husband, Dr. Donald White Jr. Thank you for your love, your support, your prayers. We appreciate you. But none of this could be possible without our Abba Father, upon us all, who blessed us with all sorts of blessings because of his divine will. We honor you, Abba Father, and we thank you for all that you've done, all that you will do, and all that you spoke over each and every one of our lives. We're grateful. And to our elder brother, Jesus, we are super glad that he's in our life. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for everything. Now, before we begin, we always not only greet you, welcome you, we want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, we recognize that in doing what we do for the Lord, it takes prayer, it takes commitment, it takes faithfulness. May I encourage you, for those of you serving in ministry, in the marketplace, wherever you are serving in your community, please know your commitment, your faithfulness, your ability to serve in the capacity you serve in means a lot. Whether you're ever told thank you or not, I want to thank you to your gift. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your love and your ability to have the stick-to-itness to do what you do. I said I mean it from the depth of my heart. Thank you. So often you go through life, and I don't know about you, But there are times when things get heavy. Maybe it doesn't feel like what you think it should feel like. There are times when you go through various trials and tribulations. But I want you to know there is a word today to encourage you and strengthen you to push on a little further. Will you join me in prayer as we begin today's podcast? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Abba Father, we call on you right now. We're asking you to come into this podcast. Have your divine will and way. Let every line be upon line, every precept upon precept, that you get the glory. You get the glory as you utilize us for your divine will. We thank you for Elation Radio. We thank you for Dr. Kitty Robinson, her vision, her plans that will help us to be able to do the things you're calling us to do. And Lord, we thank you for all of the listeners that listen in, whether they're locally or internationally. We say thank you, God, for each and every listener listening in to the live or the replay. We're asking God in the name of Jesus not only to hear the prayers of those crying out, but Lord, provide, make a way, do what needs to be done in the lives of the listeners, oh God, as only you can do it. We need you. We're not ashamed to say it. We're grateful you are in our lives that we can call upon you. We need you today. We're praying for salvation of loved ones, family, friends, and enemies, God. We're asking you to save, heal, and deliver. Show yourself mighty. Oh, God, show yourself mighty in the lives of people that they know you are real. Someone's crying out, if he's real, I need to know, God, would you show him that you are God? Show us your glory, and we will thank you forevermore. Forgive us all of our sins as we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, thank you so much for praying. Let's begin whatever the Lord wants to do on today. I want to start off by asking you, what's good? What's good in the neighborhood? Listen, my spiritual children always say, you know what, Mama, you always want to be hip. You call it hip. I just want to say, what's good? Because there's so many things that we see in this world that are not so good, right? There's so many things that affect our lives by what we see. But on today, I hear the Lord saying, what's good? Because we want the world to know who our God is. And it starts with us understanding his divine will. Before we begin, I want to talk about a word, hallelujah. The word is very familiar because so many people don't understand what it means. And that is the word meekness. It's a place of humbleness, a submissive way. It's something that causes you to be differentiated from what is normally seen. In the body of Christ, we need to be meek. We need to be humble. We need to have our hearts in line with the will and the word of God. We can't allow the enemy's devices or distractions to take us off guard. Because it's through that meekness, that humbleness, that you are defined in character and in your ways in the Lord. Let's go to the book of Galatians in the 6th chapter. We're going to be talking about what's good in the neighborhood. We're going to be talking about what makes a difference in each and every one of our lives. So we're asking the Lord to guide us. It begins with the first verse stating, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself also be tempted. What does that mean? It means that if someone falls, as a believer, it is our job to let them back into the fold, and we are to do that in a spirit of humbleness, a spirit of caring, a spirit of being real with them in love. Why? Because God is calling for a people that will mirror what he is about. The Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Out there, people say, you know, you got to be careful taking on everybody's burdens and doing this and doing that. But listen, the Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. When we bear those burdens, we're praying. We're seeking the face of God for his goodness and his grace. We're asking him to come in and to help in the matter. We're not letting go. When I hear, when someone would call me, text me, email me, something going on in their life, it is an immediate response for me to pray over that thing, for me to be able to bear their burden and ask God what it is that he would like for me to do since I'm contacting. How does he want me to do it? Is he wanting me to move in this way or that way? And from his answer, to go ahead and do what he says. Why is that important? Because so many people will hear about a dilemma and do nothing. I said it, they don't pray. They always say praying. They always say this. But do a moment right then when you hear. Because I guarantee you, if you let it pass your mind and hours go by, days go by, you can easily forget. When I hear of something going on, I take the time at that moment to pray. People are enduring various hardships. They don't need to hear you say you're praying if you're really not praying, because the burden can be heavy, and we are to bear each other's burdens. For if a man thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. What does that mean? When a person takes on more than what God says to them, then they become fleshly, right? It is one thing to do things because you're gifted and talented to do it. It's another thing to give God all the glory for what he's done in your life. I'm very careful when I put posts up or when I'm doing things that he is always known to receive the glory. When we do that, heaven is glorified. Our angels are active. Things happen in the spiritual realm. Do you know if you do what you do only to do it for you, that's your reward in the earth? But we are pressing as believers for something much greater than what the natural eye can see, for what the natural ear can hear. We're pressing in a realm for the kingdom to take notice, not just man on the earth. It is God that has the heart of the king. And if you give his attention, he'll give you his attention to do whatever it is you need to do. But the 95% of the time, if we only do it to say we did it, that's what you get out of it. We as believers are living to do more than that. We want crowns filled with jewels of souls that have been won to the kingdom. Maybe you're not a speaker. Maybe you have other gifts. Whatever you do, do it well and do it as unto the Lord. Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. When you know you do it as unto the Lord, there's a joy that comes upon you. There's a joy that comes upon you. And we're believing God for him to move and to have his way. He wants us to be filled with his love. Every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all things. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. Let him that is taught. in the word, communicate unto him that teacheth in all things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. To understand the importance of the word, to know that if you are doing something, that you want to do it to give him the highest praise. You want him to be glorified, and you want to do it in a godly way. Do you know, and I often say this, there are times, I don't care what the situation is, in emails, text, sometimes they can be so miscommunicated. It is important and vital to learn people. It is important and vital to learn what it is that is happening at that moment. Don't get to the place that you take for granted or believe that, oh, this is just that way, and they'll just accept it because maybe you mean love and somebody else can take it in a negative way. Always pray before we send those things and seek the face of God. Then if it's in your spirit that there's something uncomfortable, have a conversation. Not only have a conversation, love on people. There are people in my life that I value highly. I love them. I pray for them. I seek the face of God with what God is speaking to me concerning them. And it doesn't have to be just close inner circle people. It can be whoever God lays on my heart. We want people to understand. Be cautious. Stick to the word of God and let him show you what he means. But he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Listen, life everlasting. We are not living in this world just to accomplish what the world would have us to do. We have a spirit, and our spirit must connect with God. There is a concern when we give the preacher our hand, except that we're in the body of Christ, but have no real relationship. Relationships require time. They require you thinking about that person, praying for that person. Listen, in the body of Christ, we have to do better. We have to be sure not only that we spend the time, but we're praying and have an active prayer life. I'm not talking about just when you need something, but an active prayer life. To acknowledge him in all of it. Let him know, Lord, we're going to acknowledge you. I can't do this project without you. Show me what your will is every single time he does it. Lord, I need your guidance on what to put on my body because this is spiritual. I'm not just dressing for me. I am representing you. What would you have me to wear? Father, I know that I'm trying to man this physical body. I don't know exactly what to eat. Would you share with me the regimen for me that I can be healthier, I can be whole, and that you can get the glory? There are times in our life we're going to face things, and we have to know with him being involved, with him, our Father, being our God, we can make it. And we're living so we can have life everlasting. 9, and let us not be weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Listen, let me read it again for you. 4, number 9 says, and let us not be weary and well-doing, in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In due season doesn't mean for you to do what you want to do, for you to make the season. What it means is to allow his time, allow his process, allow his wisdom to lead you into all truth, to give you what it is you need to endure until the season comes that you are rejoicing about. If we go to the book of Ecclesiastes 3:1, it teaches us and tells us there's a purpose to every season under the heaven. Every season is a season of joy and rejoicing and going, if that were true, Ecclesiastes would be thrown out. Why? Because it would be false. Therefore, you're going to have some good days. You're going to have some not so good days. You're going to have some times of trouble. You're going to have some times of your man, your friends. You're going to have some times. And what I mean by that, he answers prayers even when it's not the answer you want to hear. He said there's going to be death, and then he tells us about eternal life. He teaches us no matter what season we are in, Paul tells us in Philippians to be content. Why? Because we are going to face some things. So we know whatever season we are in to glorify him. I began today's podcast by talking about I glorify him and thank him for my trials, for your trials, that we've been able to see his hand move. You might be in a trial today. He's still able. Don't get weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are of the household of faith. What does that mean? I'm going to tell a secret that I am going to share. I do it all the time. When I hear someone is saved, I often ask God, what would you have me to do for them? Why? Because they are of the household of faith. Whatever God has entrusted into your hands, it all belongs to him. You are considered a steward of your business, of your family, of your marriage, whatever he's blessed you with, of your community, of your children, of the community's life, the schools, in your churches, wherever you serve, you are a steward in the body of Christ. Knowing that, you should take good care of whatever you're a steward of. Why is that important? It shows God you care about him. Not only that, but when you have someone that is of the household of faith, you should ask him, what I do to make this experience better for them or help them in a certain way? Because as believers, we cry out to the Lord. You never know who he's going to send. And when he sends them, what he's called them to do in your life. Always pray for the assigned, because you want people in your life that God has assigned that they will do what he needs, not just what you would like, but what he needs them to do. All right? 11, ye see how a large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand. Hallelujah. Talking to the Galatians. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. Circumcision was a way to show cleanliness and godliness in the Bible. To this day, some still circumcise their male children, and that was to show honor. It isn't the circumcision that will keep you holy. It is your relationship with God that keeps you intact. With all the rituals, with all the things that may have been taught and done, relationship is key. Because it's through that relationship that you learn of a father that loves you and cares about you. But God forbid that I should grow save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. What is the test of living when you say that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? It is your belief, it is your faith, it is your relationship to follow his statutes and to do what he's asked you to do. Not just the physical things that can be seen, but your alone time with him. We all have things we need him to personally address in our lives. It is that portion of our lives that will give him not only the authority, the full authority over us, but it is our humbleness, meekness, submissive way that will keep us close to him. When we listen to him, he will never tell us wrong. Most of the times people run away from him because they don't want it to be hard. They don't want it to be where they can't do what they want to do. But don't you know real love has demands in the godly sense, not forcible sense. It requires us to pray, to have communication. But do you not know everything is a choice in the Lord? He created us to not be forced to love him. But this is how you know what real love is. His love is so awesome that when we were yet in our sins, he had to pour our life once we said yes to him. Time is swiftly ticking. It's swiftly going by. But his plans for our life are eternal. He knows when you're going to be born. He knows when everything comes to an end, whether it's by death or by us meeting him when he comes and appears in the middle of the end. I want you to be confirmed today on where your faith lies. I want you to understand there's a commitment as believers that we have. It's not just going to church every Sunday, but it's also learning who he is, keeping him close in your life, letting your household be filled with his presence. And when it's not filled with your presence, allowing him to come in to correct the matter. Everyone that names the name of Jesus Christ, it is our job to be a witness for the kingdom of God. Your lifestyle will become a witness when you say yes. People will watch you. They will listen to you. They'll see if you fall. They'll watch if you get up. They'll know that you're connected by the way you handle your life in him. Why is that important? Because it's not only your church, your family, but there is an entire dying world who needs our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must think outside the box of winning souls. We don't just see them inside the four walls. When you go to work, there are souls all around you. When the child goes to school or you're a college student, there are souls all around you. When you're going places to a grocery store or manding your laundry at the cleaners, there are souls all around you. The real question in our relationships are we connected to him enough to understand that he loves us enough that he may get all the glory out of our lives? All of it. He wants us to know it's so much bigger than us. When we believe in the word and take him at his word, he shows up. Now, I don't know about you, There are times when people can let us down. You may have hope in something and it can let you down. Things can change swiftly in our health, in money, in various components of our life. And guess what? It's okay. Because it's in those times that he's wooing us the more unto him. Because he'll never lie to us, everything under control. There are so many things I would have wanted to have done or do, but God will say, I need you to be still. Why? It isn't for me, it's for his will. Because he knows what lies ahead. I'm sure when we were all born, if we could have wrote out the perfect story for each of our lives, we would have. But it's something about the presence of God and his intervention in our lives to help heal us, change us, give us strength when we're weak, to give us something to hold on when things don't work out the way they're supposed to in our mind. It's the favor of God, the peace of God, because we trust him. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. Have you bear the mark of the body of the Lord Jesus? Have you made up your mind by Jesus you'll be rejected? Have you made up in your mind the mark that your body may go through, your mind to be where you're going to need him more than you ever thought? Have you bore the mark of Christ in your body? Do you understand that he was treated the way he was treated to keep people and to keep us out of the kingdom? When you realize the cost and you realize what you must do for the kingdom, know that it should not trouble you. Trouble and trial are a sign and a way of miracles entering into our lives for him to show us his glory, because he wants the very best for each and every one of us. He wants us to know your going through isn't in vain. Your pain, your suffering isn't in vain. When you're standing for the Lord, when you're inviting others into the kingdom of God, it's not in vain when the tears fall. It's not in vain when you have a loss. It's not in vain when you go through things unnecessarily, because you knew you were doing the right thing. I come to encourage you that everything you've been through, when you're standing in the Lord, wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't allow the enemy to stifle you and make you believe he's not going to do what his word says. God is not mocked. He will come through. He's going to do what he promised you because he said so. He said so in his word. This is why if you don't read the word, you won't know the benefits of your relationship with him. You must wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, do it with a good attitude. You don't feel good all the time. I don't feel good all the time. But in those moments, I got to snap myself back and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for that trial. It could have been worse. But whatever I had to go through, whatever you had to go through, because one thing he promised, he'll be with us always, even until the end of the world. In closing, Galatians 6 says this, brethren, men, women, boys, and girls, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Here, there is an impartation into your spirit, man, not just your flesh. Because if you operate in the flesh, that's all you're going to reap of the flesh. Galatians 6 reminds us, but what you reap in the spirit, you're going to sow in the spirit. If you stay consistent and faithful, holding on to his unchanging hand, you're going to reap the rewards that he promised. I know it just can't be. I know you can face some things. But at the end of it all, we must keep giving him the glory. We must keep showing him that he is Lord. He loves us on today. And even if you have not made up your mind to faith, I invite you to become a part of the most beautiful family you could ever be a part of, to find peace for your weary soul, to find strength when you don't have any more and you don't even know which way to go. He's here for you. When you feel like you can't do anything right, when you feel like you've gone the extra way to try to get better and something interferes, I need you to call on the name of the Lord. Ask him to come into your life. Ask him to help you. Then stay with him. Let him know you're appreciative of his love for you. And that love will be shown in how you love others. Because then the impartation of his life becomes a part of your life that others, when they meet you, the only thing they can say is something about that person. You know, I love the way they do because they're feeling his love and his heart because it's shown in your life. The key to living that way is to stay humble. Is to stay humble to his will and not your own. Many years ago, when I was growing up in the church, I often talk about my mentor, Sister Annie B. Bullock, the time she spent with me, the prayers she prayed over me, the persistence. I remember one time my family was doing something, and of course, if anybody's ever been to a family church, they have things, but Miss Bullock would see something greater than I could ever imagine. And she would say, oh, no, Michelle needs to be at this meeting. And sometimes you all, I was just praying, Lord, what is going on? She would not let go of me. Who is it you will not let go in their life? Have you extended yourself that the kingdom could be known? I stopped by to encourage you today. What's good in the neighborhood? Are you looking out for your neighbors? Are you watching how they're living and praying for your neighborhood, your pastors, your local assembly, your church members? Are you praying for your assignment, all of the things he's calling you to? Are you asking for his wisdom so that he can impart in you what he needs you to do? Are you willing to know the call and understand it comes with the territory? Are you out to do what the Bible says? He that winneth souls, say that again, alone are wise. You know what gives me joy about Facebook Live and all of these things, podcasts, and it isn't just what they are, but the opportunity to reach someone, whether you ever physically meet them or not, that they would come to the Lord, be restored unto the Lord. Whatever the case may be, we want him to be glorified. What gives me joy? That's why I am so excited to do it. Been in hospital. Gotta do the podcast. Ma'am, do you know? Yes, I know what you say, but I know what I've been charged to do. And Lord, if you give me the strength, I'm there. You say don't, I won't. But Lord, I thank you for giving us all opportunities to serve you. Whatever the capacity for loving us enough, thinking about us enough to say, I trust you with whatever we are called to do. Can he trust you? Let's not think about people. Some people will kill a brick for the managers and employers, but when it comes to God, oh, he understands. So we go back to what the Bible says. Let's do all things as unto the Lord. Y'all want to just give him a piece of paper, I'll ball that trash up and say, that's okay, email my heart. Or would it mean something to say, let me start over if I messed that up. Let me do my very best because I want him to be pleased. Because if we're doing it for man, the Bible let us know in Galatians 6, that's what you're going to get out. But if I'm living for the Lord, I'm going to read spiritually what he says I can have. What he says you can have. I pray this week's expectation has been a blessing to your spirit man as well as your physical hearing and spiritual hearing. I will give you the vision to see his will in your life. It's important to have a relationship with the Lord. Don't ever feel you have to minimize your relationship with the Lord for this world. We've got to make up our mind for we're saved. And when we say, Abba Father, with our elder brother Jesus, we should know who they are and why we're serving. So be encouraged this week. Know that God has a plan for your life. And wherever you are, he loves you. And what he needs from you is a commitment. A yes, if he will follow me. Yes, I'll live for you. And believe me, it is so well worth it. This world can offer us everything, but they can't give you eternal life. They can't give you a heavenly home. And if we're connected with him, we need to think about that. And all the awards and accolades and things of this world, they are honorable. End of our lives. He gives us eternal life. That's what we're living for. To be with him forever. So I encourage you on today, think about who he is in your life. Think about if there are adjustments you must make and make them. Because he sees you and he loves you. And he's concerned about all of us. thank you for joining me on this week's exhortation. Now, I want to let you know we talked about what's good in the neighborhood, but we want to share there's some great things happening. It's your birthday month, the month of August. We celebrate you. Recently, Pastor Don had his birthday. We thank God for that. There are many others of you listening out there that your birthday's in August. We've had other people's birthdays in August in St. Louis, out of St. Louis, around the world. We want you to know we celebrate you. If it wasn't your birthday, maybe you had a baby, bought a new home, started a project, did something out of the ordinary. We want you to know we celebrate you here and just for you and on Invention Radio. Outside of that, there are times when our lives can be heavy from life itself. We send our love and condolences to Committee Woman Yolanda Yancey. We thank God for you. We're praying for you and your family and the passing of your mom. May God bless you and your family during this difficult time. We are praying for each of you whose family members have passed on, whether you're in this area, out of this area, wherever you are. We want you to know that we are praying for you here and just for you. Animation Radio. We know not only do those things happen with death, sometimes there's a job loss. Sometimes there are other things that connect us where we need help. We may even need therapy. One of the things we recently talked about was that it is so sad. We live in a society we need that. It is looked at as taboo. But there are resources set up for everything we need in this life. Everything we need, God has provided, from gardening to us being able to have jobs to heal the garden and heal in life, to make income for our homes, to live and be sustained. He knows what to do. Here in our St. Louis area, we have United Way, which is also a national organization. Here in our St. Louis area, we dial 211. That connects us to a resource. God, someone will intake what you stated and direct you in the direction you need to go. They provide resources. Why do I talk about every week? Because we all need resources. Maybe you don't need food today, but you might need a bill paid. Maybe if you don't need a bill paid, you might need instructions on how to get therapy or where to go for this. It is crucial in this hour to know where to go when you have a need. Outside United Way, there is Urban League STL. They have various programs, well over 60 that they have, to assist the area, and it is also a national program within the United States. Listen, help is available, is now. You don't have to go through what you go through alone. To learn more about the Urban League STM, you can reach them at ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. To contact United Way, dial 211. If you're outside the St. Louis area, look up for your area for these organizations and connect with them for your needs. Also in our area, St. Louis, we have the St. Louis County Library. They offer feedings after school for the kids. They have books and videos. They have community resources. Listen, don't go to sleep on the library, whatever area you're in. Call your local library to find out what they offer. For some, it's a place of rest and rescue. They can go take their work there, sit there and study. They have study rooms that are private rooms. You can just sit, you get a time slot, and you can relax and get done what you need to do. It's important to know what resources are available. To contact the St. Louis County Library, you can reach them at slcl.org. This Friday, for all the men, women, boys, and girls, listen, it's From Ashes to Beauty Night on Friday, the fourth Friday of the month. We'll gather together to share information, resources, and a word to encourage you. You can hear the Women of Erosion on Ashes to Beauty, From Ashes to Beauty, on this Friday at 9 p.m., and we'll be there on Clubhouse. We'll be there to talk and share and to encourage you. Please join us. That's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we have Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live. That's every Monday at 8:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, if the Lord says the same, meet us back here on Elation Radio with none other our very own producer, Dr. Kenny Robinson. Listen, we'll be here, Lord says the same, at 5:30, that is 30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Did you know that there are other podcasts on Elation Radio? They certainly are on most of your digital platforms. If you miss a Just For You podcast, you can go onto your digital platforms and find it, as well as others that are on Elation Radio. What an honor it is to be able to serve in that capacity that others may know the Word of God. Please continue to pray for all of those that are serving, all of us on Elation Radio. Although we have different podcasts, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank Dr. Kim for her vision and thankful to our brothers and sisters on Elation Radio. And listen, there are times when you don't get the replay or you feel that maybe you've missed it. Not only go on your digital platforms, they are usually sent to me so that I can post them on my page. That's for you to be able to listen in and get them. We're grateful for the opportunity to share, all right? Not only that, if you have a community announcement that you'd like to be listened to on the Just For You podcast, please contact me. That's Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. You can send them to me in Messenger or send them to me via email at leading like you're leading someone, Wright like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, @gmail.com. We'll be honored to share your community announcement. We want the community to know what's good in the neighborhood, and it starts with each and every one of us. I also want to remind you, I say it not only because it's summer, but please continue to watch for your elderly neighbors in your neighborhood. Make sure you see if the doors are open, if they've been closed. Make sure you check to see if the cars have moved or not moved. Make sure you look if they walk up and down the block and you haven't seen them. Check on your elderly neighbors and family members. It is crucial as life goes on. I want to also remind you, be prayerful for all of the students returning to school. There are various things that they are going to need, but more than anything, they're going to need our prayers. So I want you to be mindful to pray for not only the students as they begin school, but throughout the year, that God will keep his hand upon the school, the administration, teachers, professors, principals, whoever's engaging our children and college students as well, that everyone is covered and that he gets the glory. Remind yourself, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God gets the glory for your life. Because it's in serving that we find who he really is. We thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wild Wright. It is an honor to serve you. It is an honor to serve Elation Radio. We're grateful for God and all that he's done, all that he will do for his glory. He's doing some great and mighty things because he's coming back soon. He's coming back soon. The question is, will you be ready? And for all of our sake, I pray our answers are yes. So thank you again for listening in. Let us pray out. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to serve. Thank you for coming in, for feeding us with your word, for giving us strength. And thank you, O God, for hearing and answering prayer. Bless Elation Radio, Dr. Kenny Robinson, and all of the podcasters on Elation Radio. Thank you for opening doors and closing doors. Thank you for giving us physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially what we all need. Bless the listeners, O God, in their homes, in their lives, whatever they may need. Continue to give them all the spiritual strength they need, as well as financially in every area of their lives, what they need. We thank you, O God, for knowledge and wisdom from you. Continue to show us what to do, how to do, so that we may please you. Forgive us all of our sins, and Lord, give us the heart to forgive others. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. You are truly Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And we graciously acknowledge you and thank you for all things. Thank you for my household. Thank you for my husband. I ask that you will bless them and keep them, all of our children and spiritual children. Keep your hand upon us, Father. Just all the parents that are praying for our children, keep them safe, and in some cases, save them. We need you on today, God, to show up and show out as never before. And we will thank you, praise you, and honor you even the more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week if the Lord says the same. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord.
That's what I not just to work.
every day for a dollar. Not to dress for the approval of man. I have the image of a father and a savior. For with him I stand, with him I will remain.
I was created for. Whoa.